Richard and Nora Marks Downhauer have spent over two decades compiling the oral histories and other research material for Anushi Tlingit Anika, the Russians in Tlingit America. Richard Downhauer says the pair examined primary source material from both sides of the conflict.
We're not dealing with secondhand information. We're dealing almost exclusively with first-hand accounts. So we have the Tlingit first-hand accounts, and then we have Russian first-hand accounts, many of which have never been published even in Russia. And we were amazed at the amount of agreement on most of the major events.
At the heart of the book are never-before-published recordings by the National Park Service of Tlingit elders telling oral histories of the battles. The recordings were made in the 1950s by Kiksati elder Sally Hopkins and Kagwantan elder Alex Andrews. The Downhauers began work on Anushi Tlingit Anika 20 years ago when the Kiksati asked them to transcribe, translate, and publish the tapes. The Downhauers were able to compare the recordings to eyewitness accounts by Russians published by noted Alaskan history scholar Lydia Black. The book's emphasis on the Tlingit perspective on the battles is a major development in scholarship for the region, which until now has been based largely on Russian-American company records, naval logs, and the experiences of Russian clergymen. Nora Marks Downhauer believes this book is in part about setting the record straight for the Tlingit themselves.
Our children don't have anything in history in schools or anywhere. And one of the things we hope we will use this book for is in schools where people teach history without Tlingit.
The cover of Anushi Tlingit Anika features a portrait of Catlian by Clarissa Hudson. Catlian led the Sitka Kiksati in both battles and has become an iconic figure, particularly the image of him wearing a raven helmet and wielding a blacksmith's hammer. See, Alaska Heritage Institute Executive Director Rosita Worrell says the book sheds light on the real Catlian.
We've known about him, but hopefully now the public is going to be able to read about this very famous Tlingit person who led the Tlingits to success in this 1802 battle.
Anushi Tlingit Anika, The Russians and Tlingit America, was published by the See Alaska Heritage Foundation and the University of Washington Press. The Downhauers describe it as a highly collaborative project involving Kiksati clan members, Tlingit community members, and the enthusiasm and creative energy of many individual contributors. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.